What is up? Welcome to the DVDs, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I am your host and coach, Sonia Powers, and today we're diving into the blueprint for starting 2025 strong with your weight loss journey. The buzz is in the air. I'm watching it snow here in Tennessee, and the new year is filled with energy, filled with motivation. And all of the clients are messaging me excited about their goals for this year. We're jumping on strategy calls. We're mapping everything out. But listen, how you channel the energy determines whether it's going to last or whether it's going to fizzle out. So we are Generation X. I coach women who are Generation X. And we're that no pain, no gain. We're that watch me generation. We are the latchkey kids. We're just that generation. And so we set, as women, overly ambitious goals, try to do everything all at once with this crazy all or nothing mentality. And it leads to a burnout. You're just setting yourself up for failure. So that's why we are focused on creating a blueprint, a realistic, actionable plan that's going to keep you on track. And so the biggest thing that you want to do is make sure that you have a really clear and defined why. And so once you have a really clear and defined why, that is going to be your anchor. Let me share my why. My why is when I got my heaviest, I started having some really scary health issues. I've passed out after a family outing downstairs in my basement by myself on a concrete floor. I did not get hurt, but when I woke up, I just never wanted to feel that bad again. And I had felt bad for a long time. And I have a tendency to just go, go, go. I was teaching 15 to 17 classes a week. I was eating 1,200 calories a day, and I had gained 50 pounds. I couldn't keep muscle on for anything. And every doctor was telling me, cut your calories more. And so, and or take this shot that's going to make you feel nauseous so that you don't eat food. So I had to really make a big change, but I keep a photograph of that day. And you can see how big I am. You can see how swollen I am and how unhealthy I was. So for me, that was a deep, very traumatizing moment. And that is my why, because it was a really big wake-up call for me that I could be taken early as a woman who wasn't, you know, was trying hard, but was losing the battle. And I did ultimately hire a coach. I did 18 months of really horrible, uninformative, and unhelpful doctor appointments. And ultimately, once I hired a coach, the coach was like, wow, you are massively under eating. And I will never forget that conversation, because I was like, listen, if I gain weight, I'm going to come find you and I'm going to unalive you. I was like, not excited about having such a big increase of calories, but she had upped me to somewhere close to 2,500 calories. And it was a big difference. But man, did I start feeling so much better almost immediately. Within 2 weeks, I was a different human being. So your why has to be, not my why, but your why has to be something that goes deeper than just a number on the scale. It has to be something that's going to keep you going when motivation leaves you. And so for you, maybe it's about having energy to play with your kids or your grandkids. I'm going to be a grandma in 9 weeks and some change. Feeling confident in your clothes may be one of your whys. Managing, or you've got, you know, maybe you have some innate whys, some inherent whys, but you also have some, hey, I'm going on a cruise, so I want to feel cute in my clothes kind of whys going on. Does that make sense? But you also have these, but I want to be able to get up and down out of the floor and have all the energy in the world and feel good about my body. And so, or maybe it's just like managing health conditions like high blood pressure or joint pain. So many women, my knees hurt, my hips hurt, and I don't want them to. So take a moment to write down your why and then visualize it. Keep it somewhere where you can see it daily. I do keep it on my phone, because I pick up my phone 10 million times a day. It's literally something that becomes your North Star. And so we talk a lot about having that why in place, and then you set your goal. You have your why, and then you set your goal. You have to set a big goal And then you have to take it and break it into chunks, because otherwise you're kind of just flying by the seat of your pants, shooting a shot in the dark, not really having anywhere to land. So we set SMART goals as divas. SMART goals are specific, measurable, actionable, and time bound. They are basically a small goal with a deadline, or a really easily achievable goal with a deadline. And they help you stay focused, and they help you measure your progress. So a vague goal is, I want to lose weight. Well, congratulations. Here's a cookie. Thank you. A SMART goal is, I want to lose 15 pounds by June 30th by following my meal plan and strength training 3 times a week and drinking 96 ounces of water daily. Now you have every single one of your daily habits mapped out for you. They are short, smart, measurable. They are easily achievable, and they are time bound because you've given yourself a date of June 30th. So if you have an upcoming trip, that can be your first big goal. And then we can take that goal and break that down. So think about one specific goal that you want to achieve in the next 3 months. It is January 8th as I record this, 2025. And 3 months from now, where do you want to be? I want you to write that down. You're welcome to share it with me. If you're watching this on YouTube, feel free to put it in the comments. If you're watching this on Spotify, feel free to message and reach out, because I can help you with that. Or you can just break it down so I can cheer you on. I want you to break it down into smaller daily actions. So what is your specific goal that you want to achieve in the next 3 months? And then we take those daily habits and we shift all of our focus to the habits. You don't focus on the scale. Do you weigh? Yes, but that's not our focus. You focus on the habits, the building blocks of success. They are what you fall back on when life gets busy or when motivation fades. So you want to build those habits on something that is very attainable. Divas have 4 habits. We make sure that we are getting strong, so we strength train 3 to 4 times a week. We make sure that we're getting 96 to 128 ounces every day. We make sure that we're focused on our steps, because we want to make sure we're moving every little bit that we possibly can. So we start small and we go big. You're shooting for a low goal of 6,000 steps a day. And if you've only ever walked 1,500 steps, that seems like a lot. So you would start by adding 1,000 steps every day and see how that goes. See what you need to do to add. You have to take it and break it into something that feels attainable. And if you just go, oh my God, I have to walk 6,000 steps. Well, why don't you try a 20-minute walk first and see how many steps you get in? Does that make sense? The building blocks of success are those things that you put into place. And then after the steps, you want to make sure. So we've got our getting strong, we've got our drinking water, we've got our steps. You want to make sure that you are on a clear, concise, balanced meal plan. A great place to start is to go to tdeecalculator.net and you type in your information. And then I don't want you to deficit more than 250 calories. Slow and steady is the name of the game. And if you try to lose too much weight too fast, you will lose muscle and not fat. And then with every bit of muscle that leaves your body, goes with it your metabolism. So we don't want to do it in such a way that it's going to damage us on the backside, right? So make sure that you have your habits in place. Give yourself the ability to have a checkoff list. Through my app, my clients can check off their habits. And I do create unique habits. We even have some clients that are like, can you put my Bible study on there? Because that is something that's important to them. I've had clients ask me, will you put that you want me to weigh daily and make that a habit? Because that's something that's important to them. But they have their 4 pillars for sure. They've got to work off, and then their 3 habits to check off. That is something that you should add to your life, because it's simple and it's smart. It's achievable. It's very easy for you to set up for yourself. And it's time bound as long as you attach it to a bigger goal. Your habits are the building block of success that you fall back on when you get busy or when motivation inevitably fades, right? The key habits for macros are really important. Make sure that you prioritize protein in every meal. Shoot for 1 gram of protein per pound of ideal body weight. So if you want to weigh 140 pounds, you should genuinely shoot for 140 grams of protein. Keep it simple, make it lean, add protein shakes. I keep pre-made protein shakes in my house. It is hard to hit 160 grams of protein, which is my goal every single day. So track your food intake. I use my app. Inside my app, I think it's probably the most accurate and it's my favorite. There are apps out there that are free. MyFitnessPal is an example. I'm not super crazy about how they have evolved their free app, which is why I started working with another app and I like my app better. But you want to make sure that you're tracking your food intake to stay mindful. It's better that you track than don't track. Does that make sense? I want you to move your body daily, even if it's just a walk. So I encourage you to get a 20 to 30 minute walk, regardless of weather. I mean, don't get out there if it's a lightning storm and you'll get struck by lightning. But, you know, moving outside in every season is so good for your immune system. And as much as I don't enjoy being cold, I make myself get outside and walk every day, even in the winter, because I just, as a human being, feel much better. And you don't have to take a big lofty walk. Just get your butt outside and move for about 15 or 20 minutes. The other thing is to stay hydrated. Aim for at least 96 ounces of water. Your body is 75% water and you need to flush your system. You need to flush things out and you need to help it realize that you're not dehydrating it. So many times, hunger is actually thirst and we misinterpret it because we've trained our bodies to give us the wrong signals because that's what we've done the whole time, right? So always go for water first. I have a 40-ounce cup that I use and I drink four of those every single day. And that's how I get my gallon of water in. My gallon is usually done by 1 o'clock or noon every day. And then the rest of it's just kind of gravy. But people ask me all the time, doesn't coffee count? Well, it's got a diuretic in it. So it kind of balance, you know, it kind of negatives it out. Does that make sense? So flavor it, do whatever you got to do. This time of year, I have a tendency to drink hot tea in the afternoon and evening. So like I will be switching from that to some hot tea with lemon. I do peppermint. I try not to do any kind of black tea or green tea because they do have a natural tendency to be diuretic in most human beings. So here's the other thing I want to make sure that you guys realize. Having accountability in your life is really critical when you start a new year, and it's a big part of a blueprint. Not every diva has a support at home. Not every family has a supportive environment for somebody that's trying to lose weight. The same people that say they love you will be the ones that go and buy fried chicken for dinner when it's their night to cook. And so it's important to have that group. I do have a free Facebook group. It is called the Empowered Coaching Free Group. You can find it at the top of my Facebook page, which is Donya Powers. And I encourage you to follow me because whether it's a friend, a coach, or a supportive group, having somebody check in with you, it can make all the difference. So we have check-ins every single week with our clients. Me and Laura is my assistant. We are very hands-on with what we do. And we try to make sure that everybody has the accountability that they need. So if you're looking for something that's a little bit closer of accountability, maybe reaching out and having a coach is what you're looking for. And I am here and I do have openings right now for clients. But either way, you need to find an accountability that understands your journey. And just honestly, don't be afraid to ask for help. Instead of quietly hiding and eating in your car, you know, and making that the place where you, you know, kind of eat your feelings. Maybe you reach out for help, get yourself out, do things different, change up your routine. You know, where is it that you struggle? And do you have the ability to talk to somebody? I've got a client who really struggles with food addiction and we're realizing, and you know, I learned clients along the way, and I could have told her this the first time that I talked to her, but she's got the all or nothing mentality. Then that's really been a big piece of what's led her to overeating. Because like, if I can't get it all right, then I'm not doing anything. I can't get anything right. And I might as well just eat the food I like. Does that make sense? And if that resonates with you, that was me too, because when I had hit the point that no matter what I did, and I was trying so hard and I still was gaining weight, I hit a wall. And I was just like, you know what? F it. I'm just going to start eating what I want. Nothing's working. And that led to not the biggest chunk of my weight gain, but at least 10 or 15 pounds of it before I had my health breakdown. So your progress is not about being perfect. You have to remember that. It's about having a good plan, a good blueprint in place, and then showing up every day and doing your best, even if it's not perfect. Listen, Repeat after me. I am consistent. Let's do it again. I am consistent. I am consistent. I am capable. I am capable. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. And then save this podcast. And if you're ever feeling down and out, you could even fast forward to the end and just remind yourself that you are consistent. You are capable. You are unstoppable. And I fully believe in you. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Diva Deets. If you are ready to take your weight loss journey to the next level, let's connect. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at at Danya Powers EC. That stands for Danya Powers Empowered Coaching. On Facebook, you can find me at Danya Powers. And I want you to visit me on my website, www.empoweredcoaching.com. Remember that I spell empowered uniquely. It is empower and then D, no ED, because I am Coach D. So until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.